Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lance Gilman, the partner broker for the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, with some amazing news for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. He is the partner broker with the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial center located in Story County, Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning, Sam Shad. Good to be back with you.
You just got back from the White House. Tell us what you learned.
Had an exciting, how would I tell you that, in five words or less?
No, you can take your time.
It was an exciting trip. It was the White House has implemented a new program. And they're bringing back the commissioners and the governors and the mayors from the various grassroots level. And Trump is hungry to get feedback to all of the federal agencies as to what's going on out here in the world. And I think the bottom line for the whole session, although we got to see Trump off for Hawaii, and that was kind of fun, and we got to spend some time with Vice President Pence, and that was amazing. And we spent some good time with the Deputy Chief of Staff. Under Kelly, and that was wonderful. But the theme of the program, if you will, is Donald Trump's focus on deregulating our country and the regulation. And the thing that amused me greatly is over the period of about 5 hours in one afternoon, we had virtually every major federal department in to talk with us and to have dialogue about what's going on. But the theme that was interesting, and I think they'd all kind of probably had a meeting before, but what they wanted to express was how much fun they were having. You remember Donald Trump had requested that for every new regulation that they dish two, that'd be their average. Well, they're all celebrating because their average right now is 16. For every new regulation, they're averaging 16. And that's across the board. Across all, they're looking at simplifying, deregulating, less paperwork. Fascinating that this administration, I believe this is the first in the United States, but they're taking grassroots feedback. A lot of fun.
Well, and it's interesting because this deregulation is really the untold story of this administration, where, you know, the media covers all the tweets and their responses to that. But this deregulation is as big a deal as getting a Supreme Court justice.
Absolutely, and maybe more so. And I'm sure that's what's driving our stock market. Folks are aware that it's happening at all levels, financial, development. It's just amazing. You know, one of the issues we're looking at here locally is federal infrastructure. And federal infrastructure, if you're talking I-80 or new highways or infrastructure development, our NDOT, who has a lot of compliments from the federal level. They were very complimentary of NDOT, but NDOT's hands are tied when it comes to like NEPA permits.
What's that?
That's your national environmental permit before you can touch anything of a federal nature. And those permits average 9 years to get one.
Jeez.
So let's say that we need our spaghetti bowl done next year. You know, we're already seeing the impacts, and the typical NEPA permit process in past history has been 9 years. And we really focused on that, and actually it came from the Federal Highway department. But we're going to see some major changes in the amount of paperwork necessary and the timelines that they're now committing. And so I don't believe they're quite at the threshold of how good that's going to look, but it's definitely going to look a lot better. And they're very aware of our needs here in Northern Nevada.
And share some of those needs for us. I mean, you mentioned I-80 and the Spaghetti Bowl. What other things are we going to need to do? Because along with the tremendous growth at TRI, we're seeing tremendous growth in just about every area as well.
Absolutely. Across the board. You know, I've smiled because I've been in some trouble over the impacts on I-80, which, by the way, have evaporated significantly since USA Parkway was opened. And we knew that would happen. So I-80
this is
not,
just for our Southern Nevada listeners, that's the road that goes between I-80 and US 50.
That's right. It was just opened, what, a month ago or so?
Yeah.
And it took an amazing amount of traffic off of USA Parkway. But, you know, 395 running north and south is running heavy traffic. So the information that I've received from NDOT is they'd like to see about $3 billion worth over the next 10 years or so implemented here in Northern Nevada. And of course, that's all needs NEPA permits. But we're talking about connector roads running from west to east. How do we get out to TRI? Do we go from Sparks? Do we go from South Reno? How do we improve I-80? And we've got a canyon resource we're talking there. And we have quite a few interchanges and those kind of things. The Spaghetti Bowl could use a facelift. So those are the elements that I think everybody's typically looking at here.
And is there a chance for federal funding for these?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's a chance under Trump's program, which is our infrastructure program. But it's interesting is that they weren't just talking about roadways. You know, you talk about infrastructure, but and airports are a big part of his, but it's infrastructure on all the new technology. And so they're looking at utilities and they're looking at wind generation or solar or communication, telecommunication. So when they talk about our infrastructure, they have a broad palette of expectation.
And this is something that the president talked about during the campaign, and we haven't heard very much publicly. And looking at the Congress, it's kind of hard to see, you know, are they going to be able to work it out to be able to provide the funding for infrastructure?
Congress seems to be struggling with their own. I don't understand what's happening in Congress, candidly, and I'm very disappointed in that side of our government. But I'm going to tell you that Trump, you know, is like that quiet duck and he's paddling real fast underwater. And so the elements that he is changing and specifically talking about improving the regulatory environment in the we don't see that in our press. Unfortunately, the main media press is not looking for what's happening out of a positive nature in our nation. It's all about bash, 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 bash. And I don't like turning on the news anymore and looking at it. I'm disappointed. There are a lot of optimistic, positive things going on, but nobody wants to give credit.
Except right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
I love you, dude.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He's the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, I didn't realize my subscription hadn't run out for Governing Magazine, and there was a tremendous article in there, and anybody wants to look it up, on the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And, you know, it just talks about what's been accomplished here, which is beyond belief. For people who have not been out there, I highly recommend somebody going out there and just driving around and looking at all these million square foot buildings and million square plus buildings. Tesla can have the largest footprint of any building in the country. But we're now starting to see, you know, some of the other side of this, which is, for example, housing. Now, in TRI itself, and this was mentioned in the article, there is no housing that's allowed. So it's all going to be developed beyond the confines of the park. But for example, Lyon County seems to be really dragging their feet about wanting to approve new housing.
I agree. I have long believed that our challenge now that we have developed, and by the way, I wanted to circle back and let you know, I went to Washington as a Story County commissioner, wearing my hat politically. And so it was important that I was back there for Story County specifically, and not specifically TRI. And that's why we focused on the infrastructure. And you're absolutely right that the challenges are here on whether it be schools or parks or hospitals and medical and housing and all the things that have to come along to follow this. And at this point in time, and you and I could go back into TRI and I can give you even a more in-depth look at what's happening. We only have it to lose here in Northern Nevada. We can lose this by not becoming proactive at every community level, county, city. And so to the extent that they're going to drag their feet on permitting, and all of a sudden the processing becomes very, very difficult. You know, I'm looking down there right now in the Steamboat Springs area in South Reno, and there's a major 5,000-unit project.
This is the Butler Ranch?
Yes, the Butler Ranch. And so will it have its challenges? Sure. Can it be done? It should be done. And that opportunity, I have had the blessing of meeting with pretty much every major housing developer looking at Northern Nevada for the last 18 months because a focal point is TRI and the job base and what's going to happen out there. And so in every community, there's the opportunity now, much like the Butler Ranch. Fernley is seeing it. Spanish Springs is seeing it. Silver Springs, in a big way, is seeing Dayton, Carson City. I know in Carson City there was a 500-acre project recently purchased to go forward. In Silver Springs, 410-acre purchase recently to go forward. Fernley, a lot of opportunities. So, and of course, Lyon County. And so rather than wringing our hands and worrying about, my gosh, we just need to buckle down and get busy and start processing, because that's really where the rubber's going to meet the road, in meeting the demand. The builders are here. You know, that group down at Butler, what'd they pay for that land? Over $40 million. And they are very capable of building what we need to see happen. The other thing I want to circle back with you just 1 minute is actually Story County has residential plans. They have an incredible state-of-the-art project coming together right now at Painted Rock. And that's going to approach 4,000 housing units or more in Painted Rock, but it's going to be a high-tech community. There'll be elements that will be developed within that community, and I can tell you, and we want to talk about blockchains and how that technology will drive a new community and who is developing it.
Okay. Stop. So, what is blockchains?
What is blockchains? You've heard of Bitcoin.
Yes.
Well, I know just enough about blockchains to get in a lot of trouble here. But blockchains, in my mind, is if we were to invent the internet and we were to start that tomorrow morning and the impact that it's had on our world today globally, blockchains is going to have that impact or more in high probability. They're a software-based program which puts blocks of communication and transactions together in a unique way that don't have to use money particularly. It's going to change the entire dynamics of the world. But be that as it may, you can read about blockchains, and I encourage you.
And that's the funding mechanism for this development?
Blockchains has purchased recently. This is a new purchase. I mean, I've had a miracle year this year, Sam. Starting with Google back in February.
1,200 acres.
Oh, my gosh. And so that followed with Chip Bowlby and Reno Land, 800 acres.
And that's the downtown development for TRI.
No, the downtown development was with Encore Development out of Las Vegas.
Oh, so that's separate.
And that's the new Emerald Lakes project. that will include UNR campuses potentially, and all of the retail of a downtown community, kind of a la Las Vegas flavor, if you will.
So what is Chip Mobley's project, if you can share that?
Well, I can tell you what Chip is planning at this point, and of course I'm not at the planning desk, and so I'm on the fringes, but they are looking at, because Chip Mobley's land is in the basin with Google and with now blockchains, and then just down the road behind him about a mile is Tesla. They're really in the sweet spot for high-tech development. And so they're looking at a high-tech research and development park with a lot of focus on Silicon Valley. I think they're going to get a lot of Catalonia product. Catalonia and Spain is having their issues, and a lot of those high-tech companies are relocating this direction. There have been about 10 of them in the Bay Area for some time. We're going to see that move. So I think you'll see a high-tech research and development park under the vision of Chip. You know, he's a wonderful, wonderful community.
Well, he's amazing. I mean, outside of where we're taping this, $500 million Parkland Mall project is moving forward. He's got Ranch Hera moving forward. And I was just over there as well this morning. It's amazing to see all that dirt being turned, plus projects out in Verde. I mean, this guy has got a phenomenal amount.
He's a corporate citizen, but just look at all of them. Then you got Rob Roy at Switch, and that's a magic man. And you got Elon Musk at Tesla, and all the things they're doing and where they're going right now. And now blockchains. We're going to be their world headquarters, Sam. They purchased 3,000 acres out at TRI.
3,000?
3,000 acres.
I didn't know you had 3,000 left anywhere.
Well, I got some secrets. But they purchased 3,000 acres. And if you can imagine all of this, a lot of it has gone together since February. These major mega companies. I've had quite a year. You know, I'm a stress eater, so I gain a little weight with stress. I'm up 50 pounds this year. I'll tell you, that's what my year's been like.
Wow. Let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
All right.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He's the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. If I could just get him to open up a little. So can you share what you just said to me?
Well, this has been an incredible year, Sam. We started with Google in February. And then we did Chip Bobby and Reno Land Group, and that's absolutely phenomenal. And then we did blockchains. And this is going to be their world headquarters. And so I encourage everybody, click on your laptop and visit blockchains. It's an amazing.
Okay, but you're saying that potentially there's a project out there that will eclipse any of the projects that are currently at TRI?
Sam, I've signed an NDA, and so I have to be carefully tiptoeing around these deals. But we've been working with an incredible company. I believe that what I can tell you is they have roots in Stanford and Silicon Valley, from Dubai, and they are, I'll just say that they are nano project technology. So go to your laptop and pull up nano project technology. And we're talking about a 1,200-acre research and development campus focused on nanotechnology. And nano products are a product that are multiple times stronger than steel, and very lightweight, thin. They have military applications. They have commercial applications. One of the things that was explained to me is, Lance, if you want to know about nanotechnology, skyscrapers are limited by the weight that an elevator can be pulled by the cables. So let's say that's 100 stories. Nanoproducts can triple the pull weight of the elevators. So what does that do to skyscrapers? I don't know. But this is with Chip Bowlby and Google and what Tesla's doing and the switch side of the thing, and then you add in a nanotechnology campus, we are changing the entire culture of Northern Nevada. Our universities are going to bloom. Some of the things that are coming for our children and our grandchildren are unimaginable.
You talked to me about a year ago that TRI was starting to run out of land, and that you were looking to purchase more land. Is that still the case?
Well, maybe we're going to need to go two stories. Maybe we'll just put a bunch of pillars in and do what they do with freeways. I don't know, Sam. Yes, we are truly, you know, the Patrick Interchange property, which is our freeway commercial, in escrow, 100% book. The sales are, the largest deal we're doing right now is 60,000 acres, Sam.
60,000?
60,000 acres.
And that's within TRI?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. And it will close right after the first year. We're doing 15 escrow closings in the first 15 working days of January.
Okay, I got to go back to this. 60,000 acres? I mean, that's three times the size of the Wes Adams property.
60,000 acres.
So, I mean, you could build a couple of cities within that.
Could be pretty exciting. Yes.
Is it commercial, residential? Can you share?
I can't share.
Okay. But I mean, but that would truly be something mind-blowing. It's almost on a scale of everything that's been done at TRI already and more.
Yes, sir. It is. But you remember, we started with 104,000 acres. So we have room.
It's amazing. The story goes on. We've been covering this a long time on this program, and we hope to continue to cover it for many, many years to come.
Yeah, we'll talk again, and I'll be down 50 pounds. I need some R&R.
Lance Gilman, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sign up for podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge at iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.